Kobeis Sif Aleph in Bo Lahapsik Lanis Kadish Kadusha Ben Shmonesre Lirotzen. The person wants to say Kadish Kadusha after he finishes Sim Sholem, before he starts Yirotzen. Einu Poisik Shil Yirotzen Michalat Vilahu. That if he didn't say Yirotzen yet, then he should not be masik for anything, because Yirotzen is part of the Tfilah. Aber Ben Yirotzen Lashra Tachunim Shapir Domi. He says he wrote, and afterwards he adds more tachnunim afterwards, then it can't be mafsik. He says the Ramah, the dapke v'mokum shenogim loyim yirotzen miyad achar tefila. This is in a place where the minhag is to say yirotzen immediately after Shemoneh Esrei. V'mokum shenogim loyim tachanunim koydem yirotzen. The place where the noig to say tachanunim before yirotzen, mafsik gamkein l'kaddish l'kedusha. Then you can be mafsik for kaddish l'kedusha. In other words, it's a place where they say L'Kain Etzor, and they don't say Yirotzen before L'Kain Etzor. In such a case, you can be master of Kadosh Kedusha. When we say L'Nogim L'Havsik V'L'Kain Etzor Koydem Yirotzen L'Chein Mavsikim Gamkin L'Kedusha L'Kadosh B'Volcho. These people, they say L'Kain Etzor before Yirotzen, and therefore they can be master of Kadosh Kedusha and Volcho, but not for any other Amen. The person finished his L'Kain Etzor, the regular tefillah, he will say, even if he's saying something extra, which he doesn't always say, at that point of time he can answer any type of omer. L'maisa, Mishavru says, the proper anhoga is to say Yirotzen immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, so you already got to Yirotzen. Then if you're in the middle of a L'Kain Etzor, at that point of time, which is a tachunum kavuim, you can be mastic only for these things mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. If you finish the kindness of the kind Tzor, and you're just saying something which is not a double kavua, and it means a group of paskins, in such a case, you can be mastic for any type of a meat.